ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Prices shift, petrol jumps, shares fall. A company cuts jobs, and suddenly the business story is everyone's story.
I'm Alan Kohler.
And I'm Carrington Clark. From Monday to Thursday on ABC Business Daily, we break down the biggest stories in business, finance, and the economy, and why they matter.
Then on Fridays, I'll go deeper on That's Business, the people making decisions, taking risks, and shaping where the economy goes next.
Find it all in the ABC Business Daily feed on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you browse the supermarket shelves, you tend to trust what's written on the tin. When it says an ingredient has been sourced from Australia, why wouldn't you believe it? Today, Adele Ferguson on her exclusive Four Corners investigation into the food fraud that will shock you. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Adele, for the past 8 months, you have been incredibly busy because you've been working with a team of forensic scientists to establish whether some of the most common products that we buy for our pantries every week are what they say they are.
Yes, that's right. We went into this investigation with the question, how do we really know what's in the food you're eating? Where it's grown, what it contains, and really, is the label telling the truth when we're buying this product? So we teamed up with some forensic scientists to test some products and find out what's really going on.
So tell me about this forensic lab that you worked with, Source Certain.
Yes, so Source Certain, globally recognised. Mm-hmm. They've worked with global media outlets such as the BBC and also with the FBI, Scotland Yard, Interpol, and more locally with state governments and the Australian Federal Police. So they have a really good track record and they have been doing this for decades and they've really honed in on what's going on.
Yeah, and the forensic scientist you worked with, Cameron Scadding, he has a lot of experience in this space, just to note that.
He does. He has more than two decades in this space. How confident are you that you could find food fraud on a supermarket shelf?
Very confident. If you walk into a supermarket, there's opportunity in every one of those aisles for there to be misrepresentation.
Well, Adele, let's rip this Band-Aid off then, shall we?
Yes.
Let's start with tomatoes, because as Australians, we consume 24 kilograms of processed tomato products every year. That's about a tin a week. So tell me, what did you look at?
Yeah, so we did a really big test of tomato products. We looked at 39 brands and more than 200 products were tested. And of them, there were 900 individual verifications. So it was a huge project. Mm. And what we found was one in four products that we picked off the shelf that were tomato paste or some passata either failed or were subject to some further investigation, which indicates it hasn't come from the origin that is claimed.
Wow. Okay, but hang on, just before we move on, how does Cameron Scadding and his team at Source Certain actually test this?
So it's actually very interesting looking at origin testing. So you have to think of it like a fingerprint. Food that's grown in the ground absorbs tiny amounts of naturally occurring elements from the soil, the water, and the climate. So what Source Certain do is they measure more than 70 of those elements and they create a chemical fingerprint and then compare it with a database of verified samples from around the world to see whether the claimed origin stacks up. And the technical term for what they're doing is trace element analysis.
Mm-hmm. The metals that are in there, it tells us whereabouts it's been grown. So if you compare Italy to China in this example, the metals that end up in the tomatoes are different. if they're from Italy as opposed to China. And so what we measure is we measure those and then we come up with the finding as to whether it's Italian or Chinese.
There's been a lot of peer group reviews done of this. It's governments use it, so it's well regarded.
All right, so just go back to these tomatoes then. What brands did you find wanting and what did you find?
Yeah, so the one that really stood out was Lego's. Mm-hmm. Source Certain tested 33 Lego's tomato paste products bought from supermarkets across three states, across many different stores, and they looked at different batches and found that of those 33 tomato paste products, 27 failed. That's 80%. All its passata and tin diced tomatoes passed, but the paste was the really problematic one. And it matters because if you look at the Lego's marketing, it really strongly emphasises Australian-grown tomatoes. It goes on about local farms and local growers. And it's also one of the country's most well-known processed tomato brands. The other brand that failed included the Rosso Gigano passata, which is available in Coles. It's labelled as Italian. The testing said the tomatoes were grown in China. Coles Italian tomato paste also didn't pass. And we tested some Aldi's private label brand, Renmano tomato paste, that also failed. So some of them are saying they're Australian and they come from China. Some of them are saying they come from Italy. They came from China.
Well, just tell me now then, what did the companies involved have to say about these allegations?
So Simplot, which owns Lego's, didn't want to be interviewed by Four Corners, but it wanted to stress it's confident its Australian-grown claims are accurate. And it also wanted to tell us that its supplier has sophisticated traceability capabilities and lots of documentation that traces the products back to Australian paddocks where the tomatoes were grown. But it did say it hasn't done any forensic testing. Mm-hmm. Coles also declined an interview. It rejected the test results and said there was no evidence its home brand Italian tomato paste came from China. Aldi also rejected the claims, said it partners with suppliers it trusts, and it said those suppliers have assured them the products are from where they say they are. The importer of Rosso Gigano also rejected the findings and said it had access to detailed traceability data.
All right, so that's tomatoes. Oh my gosh, let's move on to eggs, Adele. Now, we pay this really big premium price for eggs that aren't from caged chickens. It's an ethical choice, isn't it, that many of us make?
A lot of us make that choice, even with a cost of living crisis. Many of us are still going for the free-range eggs. Mm. So we tested more than 20 brands of eggs, again from around four states, dozens of sites. Most of them passed. Mm-hmm. There was one brand from South Australia that failed repeatedly. We found caged eggs in a Woolworths home brand carton, which indicated it was meant to be cage-free.
Right, what did Woolworths have to say about that?
Woolworths rejected the findings and told us it takes product integrity seriously and that its suppliers comply with origin and food labelling requirements.
Okay, so tomatoes, eggs, seafood. I, for one, Adele, I'm pretty picky about where my seafood comes from. And in supermarkets, the country of origin labelling, it's absolutely mandatory, isn't it?
It is. It's been mandatory since 2018 because there was so much problems going on with origin sourcing. Mm. But what they didn't do was they didn't make it mandatory for the food service sector, which supplies restaurants, hotels, fish and chip shops, hospitals and aged care. That's only now come under the same requirements. They've had more than 2 years to come into line, mm-hmm. and it came into effect on July 1. And what Source Certain did, they obtained 19 pieces of frozen farmed prawns and whitefish from three major food service distributors.
We intercepted samples from three national supply chains for food service. So we got covert samples from those supply chains and actually tested to see what was going on.
And one of the three prawn products sold as Australian failed origin testing. The farmed whitefish was even more problematic.
We found about 40 to 45% of those samples didn't verify, so they were meant to be Australian and were not.
And where was it from?
Vietnam.
Okay. All right. So, Adele, you also tested turmeric, which is a very popular spice, of course. So the scientists, they tested 11 brands, 28 products from 14 stores, and three brands failed. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so out of the 11 brands that were tested, three brands failed, and they were sent to a second lab for further investigation. One of them was the well-known Hoyts brand. Mm-hmm. It's one of the best-known spice brands in Australia. It is an Australian company based in Melbourne. They identified it contained a lead-based yellow pigment, which is used in paint and plastics, and it's not allowed to be used in Australia. The other brand, Gourmet Organic Turmeric, was found to be bulked with a cheaper starchy plant ingredient, so it wasn't pure turmeric. And Simply Organic, the third brand, also wasn't pure turmeric.
What did the company say about that?
Hoyts said it takes these matters really seriously and was going to carry out some further investigations. It said it believed any metals in the turmeric are at safe levels. Gourmet Organic said it was commissioning its own testing and that honesty is integral to its business. It said some additional plant matter is normal in milled spices, and it wanted to stress that. Simply Organic didn't respond to our questions.
Well, Adele, your investigation, it raises a number of concerns, but it feels so shocking, I think, because we do have food regulation here, don't we? And I actually thought it was some of the best in the world.
It is some of the best in the world for looking at safety.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't look at food fraud. That's not on the radar of the regulators. The other thing with what we found with the regulatory system is its responsibility is split across multiple regulators. So you've got the Food Standards Australia and New Zealand, which sets the rules. It's not a regulator, it sets them. The states and councils enforce many of the rules. And then you've got the Federal Agricultural Department, which checks some imported food, and the ACCC can act on misleading claims. So we don't have a single regulator clearly responsible for detecting origin misrepresentations, adulterations, and that's in sharp contrast to what some countries around the world are doing, such as the UK and parts of Europe. We spoke to a number of experts in this space, including Janine Curl, who spent her career working across Australia's food regulatory system, and she's an expert in food fraud. And she argues the fact we're not investigating creates a lot of gaps and a lot of opportunities for exploitation.
Food fraud is ripping people off. The lack of enforcement creates the opportunity for various actors at any point to swap out or misrepresent what they're selling in some way can ultimately cause great harm.
She says you go into a supermarket and it is present.
Gosh, okay. And, you know, Adele, as we said before, the problem with this is a lot of it does actually just come down to trust, that we trust what we're told we're eating is what we're eating.
Yeah, that's right. And food fraud is a breach of trust. So Australian shoppers are being deceived daily. From the many experts we've spoken to, they're all in complete agreement that Australia needs a food fraud regulator. It also needs more testing of authenticity of product instead of relying on companies and suppliers to just provide paperwork, because sometimes that paperwork can be fraudulent. And the company with the brand might not even know what's going on because they're getting ingredients, they're getting different things from all over the world. So that's what we need, a food fraud regulator.
Thank you. Adele Ferguson is an investigative reporter. You can watch her report on Four Corners on iView. This episode was produced by Ilaria Brophy and Louise Milan. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is Sydney Peed. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.